We are learning Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Amar Aleph, and we are beginning on Daf Tes Mem Beis, four lines from the bottom, continuing the sugyas of Arlo. We learned in the Mishnah that Arlo, the new year, starts from Rosh Hashanah. And our Gemara will expand on that. Tanur Rabbanan. Echad Hanateya, someone who plants a tree. Echad HaMavrich, someone who's Mavrich, which means there's an existing tree. They take a long branch and they stick it into the ground. And they cover it with earth, and they let a little piece like come back out. And that branch eventually takes root in the ground, and then they cut it off from the mother tree, and now it starts a new tree. So it's really a way of planting a new tree. It's called Mavrich. Echad HaMarkiv, that's someone who takes a branch and attaches it to an existing tree, and that grows together to strengthen that tree. All these three things are considered a new tree, and the peiros that grow subsequently are a problem of Arla. So when is it considered Arla? For the first 3 years. The fourth year is Neter Avai, which means you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim on the fourth year. So the first 4 years are restricted in a certain extent. The first 3 years, all the payers are Asa Bahana. The fourth year is Neter Avai. So you planted Echad HaTeyav, Echad HaMavrich, Echad HaMarkiv, Erev Shviyas, Shlosh Yom Rosh Hashanah. It was Erev Shviyas, and it was 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So the halacha is also Rosh Hashanah. Regarding Arlo, it's counted as a year already. If it comes the first Rosh Hashanah, the tree is considered in its second year already. It's 2 years old. So, because 30 days of a year is considered a year already. Rosh Hashanah is the new year. And today is starting the second year, also Rosh Hashanah. Number two, Umutla Kaimam Shvi'as. You also had to keep this sapling growing on Shvita, because, Rashi learns, that this 30 days is the Tesefes Shvi'as. You're not allowed to plant in the Tesefes Shvi'as, but you plant it before 30 days, so therefore, you're allowed to keep it on Shvi'as. But Pachlis Pesach Yom, if it's less than 30 days from Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah, Loi also Loi Shana. It's not counted a year towards Arla. That's number one. Number two is also Lekayim on Shvi'as. You also now keep it around for Shvi'as, because it turns out that you planted it in the Tesefes in the 30 days, which is also to do. You now keep it around on Shvi'as. Now the Gemara continues to talk about the Paris Arla. O Paris Tiazum. Which means like this. So let's say we have, 30 days before, let's say Chav Tes Av, which is 31 days before Rosh Hashanah, he planted a sapling. We're talking about Arla now. Comes the first Rosh Hashanah, that starts the year number two. The next Rosh Hashanah, which is really only a year and a month, it's already starting its third year. By the third Rosh Hashanah, which is really only technically 2 years and a month, it's 3 years. So it should be Mutter to bring up those pears to Shalayim. The Gemara says, no, you have to still wait till Tu B'Shvat. You still have to wait another 5 months until Tu B'Shvat, until you could eat those pears. And the same thing with Neter Avai. The next Rosh Hashanah is really the fourth year. It's 3 years and a month. Consider 4 years. So you're supposed to eat the pears regularly. Not even bring up the Shalayim. No, you have to wait till Tu B'Shvat until you're allowed to eat it. So really, it's extended until Tu B'Shvat, because Tu B'Shvat also, the Gemara's learning from a Pasuk, has a shaykhis to eating the pears also. So that's saying, Imla Arla Arla, in the third year it'll be Arla, Imla Ravai, in the fourth year, which is after the fourth Rosh Hashanah, it'll be Ravai until Tu B'Shvat. Now, it's meduyik from Rashi that this din that you have to wait until Tu B'Shvat is only if you use those that kula of those 30 days. But let's say you planted it 2 days before Rosh Hashanah, so it doesn't count as a year. So that Rosh Hashanah is the first year. The next Rosh Hashanah is year number two. The third Rosh Hashanah starts the year number three. And the next Rosh Hashanah, the fourth Rosh Hashanah, that is when it's mutter for Ravai. So then Rashi's Mashma, it's mutter, then you don't have to wait until Tu B'Shvat. When you use the full years, then you don't have to wait until Tu B'Shvat. You can eat it right away Rosh Hashanah. So really what you're gaining with the 30 days before, you're not gaining a full year. You're gaining from Tu B'Shvat to Rosh Hashanah. That's how much time you're gaining. Because when you use the 30 days, you can't eat it right after Rosh Hashanah. You have to wait until Tu B'Shvat. So when you get that year, so you're gaining from Tu B'Shvat to Rosh Hashanah. Because if you don't do it a few days before Rosh Hashanah, then you have to wait. You have to wait until next Rosh Hashanah, not until next Tu B'Shvat. So you're not gaining a full year. If you look at the end of Rashi, the Maskil Peiros, Rashi says, "L'kach ha'ilu lo lamed shepnei Rosh Hashanah." You know what? What you gain from the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah? Shememaher hetera. The tera goes quicker. Metesva b'shvat av Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. That's Mashma in Rashi, and the Baal Hamar argues. The Ran explains Pshat in Rashi, and he says like this: "Ikam adiyom the dafka netia." I'm reading you the Loshon Haran. on this Gemara. It says, "Ikamai Damer Dafkan Atia She Kalnu Aleha B'Tchilasa." Dafkan Atia that you will make up our beginning. Sha'olah Shloish Miyam L'Shana Shleima. That we let you, we allowed you to count 30 days as a year. V'Lefikach Machmir Aleha B'Soif V'Lahamshich Shnasa Atesva V'Shvat. Therefore, we Machmir on you at the end to wait the Tesva V'Shvat Rosh Hashanah L'Ilon. And behind the Darmina Paris Tia Zoo. It's not so Paris Tia Zoo, gotta wait to tell us about. But a different Paris that planted 2 days before Rosh Hashanah, two weeks before Rosh Hashanah, there, you'll have to wait till 4 years Rosh Hashanah to be able to eat it, and not till Tu B'Shvat. But the Balama argues. The Balama holds that everything has the same thing as Tu B'Shvat, and you're gaining a year by the 30 days. But by these 30 days before, you're gaining a full year, and if you planted 2 days before Rosh Hashanah, you have to wait till the fourth Rosh Hashanah plus Tu B'Shvat. So you're getting a full year when it comes to 30 days before. Menah Adimili. How do you know it's halacha? Let's see if you're Rashi. How do you know it's halacha that you have to wait to B'Shvat al kaponim when you're using a 30-day year? Menah Adimili. Rav Chiya Ba'aba Amri Yechonon. Omot Mom Shved Rav Yanai. Rav Chiya Ba'aba said B'Shem Rav Yechonon. Some say it's B'Shem Shved Rav Yanai. The Pasuk says, Omakra. And the Pasuk says, V'chisavoyu la'aretz. And utatam kol etzmai. Chol v'ral tamar la'asoy. As period shall shon via lechem areil mil yachal. So the pasuk 3 years, it's areil mil yachal. Then it says uveshon haravius yeh kol period kerzulum Hashem uveshon hachamishus teichlu as period lahoisim them tvasa. So it says avav moisif. So we're learning that uveshon haravius means sometimes you have arla even in the fourth year, and sometimes you have revai even in the fifth year. That's a drasha. Uveshon haravius uveshon hachamishus pa'amim shbravius. It's in the fourth year already, we're dying Asura Mishim Arla. It's Asura Mishim Arla. What's the example? If you have 30 days before, then you have Rosh Hashanah, one Rosh Hashanah, that starts second year. The second Rosh Hashanah starts the third year. The next Rosh Hashanah is already finished the third year. Still, you have to wait until Tu B'Shvat. So you see, you have to go to Shana Ravias is Arla. That's what I'm going to say. Pamish Ravias dying Asura Mishim Arla, or Pamish Ravias is dying Asura Mishim Ravai. Sak upon him. That's this Gemara here. We have a look at Gemara and Rashi, but we're going to Rashi. It comes out when you count the 30 day, when you make over 30 day year, you have to wait until Tu B'Shvat to eat it. Zok to Gemara. Lema de loy karameya. What comes out in this price is, we're going to move on to something else now. What comes out in this price is that what's called the year? 30 days. 30 days is called the year, as it says in the price. But for less than 30 days, it's not called the year. Lema de loy karameya. Maybe this price is not like Rameya. Because we have a chalikas Rameya and Rabbi Lazar when it comes to the age of an animal. There's different halachas. We'll see in a second the brayso. I'll speak it out first. That an eagle, when it says in the Torah you have to bring an eagle, it means it's a 1 year old. When it says ben bakar, it's a 2 year old. When it says par, then it's a 3 year old. So the shaila is, when is it called the full 3 years? Is 1 day considered that? So it's machlekes. Lema d'orka amei. D'ir amei. Omar yemecha b'shana chas b'shana. He says 1 day in the year is called a year. The time of the nebraisa para omar b'tayrus tam. A par in the Torah is a ben esrim v'abba chayidus v'yemecha. 24 months and 1 day. It's considered 3 year old already. D'ir amei. Because he holds 1 day is considered 3 years. Rabbi Loza Omer ben esrim v'abba chayidus v'lamidim. You need 30 days. You need 24 months, which is 2 years plus 30 days to make it a 3 years. Ramei holds 1 day. And Rav Loza holds you need 30 days. So Rav Meir Omer, because Rav Meir used to say, which we just repeated, Komokov Shneva Egel B'Tayra, anytime it's Egel and Tayra Stam, that means a Ben Shana. Because the Pasuk says, Egel V'Cheves B'nei Shana. Anytime it says Ben Bakar, it means a Ben Shtayim. And Rav says, how do we know that? Because it says in the same Pasuk, Egel Ben Bakar V'Ayel O'Ela, and Ayel we know is 2 year old, because a Keves is 1 year old, so Ayel is 2 year old. So you know a Ben Bakar is 2 year old. Par is Ben Shalosh. And the Gemara is saying that Rameh holds 1 day is considered a 3rd year. So the kasha is, the price of course is 30 days, sounds like Rav Elazar, not like Rameh, because if you're Rameh, 1 day is enough. So Gemara says, no, it's not Shver. Afilu Tamer Rameh, even though the price before is Rameh, still it's good. In this case, he'll agree you need 30 days. 1 day is not enough. Why? Kikam Rameh Yemechad V'Shana Choshev Shana V'Soif Shanim. Only after there's a full 2 years. Now you're extending 1 year to make it 3 years. Then he holds 1 day is enough. Ava b'tchila shana, when you're starting off a group of years, that loy, that's not that you don't start with a day. When you already have 2 full years and you're just making it to 3 years, then a day is enough. It's easier when you already have 2 full years to make it now a 3rd year. But to start off with 1 day and say that's a year, that already Rameh doesn't say. That you already need 30 days. So therefore, Rameh could stim with the b'risa before. Amar Rava. Rava says, I don't understand your Torah. He's telling me now, it's easier to have the one day at the end than the one day at the beginning. One day at the end is more a year than the one day at the beginning before the group of years. Amar Rava, v'lav kavachayimim. I'll tell you the kavachayimim, not like that. Amar Nida, so now, I'll give you a kedama outside. This Nida that our Gemara is talking about is a Nida midaraisa. Doesn't mean what we call the process of a Nida these days, we have Shiva Nakim. We're talking about a Nida, and there was a man from midaraisa until the Chazal made the Takana of Shiva Nakim. So what does it mean a Nida? A Nida, like it was, if she saw Dam on Monday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so she counted Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, which is 7 days. 7 days in the evening, she made a hefsek taira and she went to the mikveh and she was mutter. No Shiva Nakim. Just every time she became a Nida, it was 7 days. Now if you realize that Monday was 2 o'clock, so Monday was counted as a day, even though it was only a half a day. Mashaking the last day, Sunday, you have to wait till the evening. So that's a kasha on our idea. The beginning of the day, which means the beginning of Sunday, won't help for the seventh day. Still, Seifa Yom, which means the end of Monday, like we started with Monday, it works. It's easier, the beginning and the end. Here, by us, here we're saying by power, the Yom Echad Oyel B'Seifa works at the end, that one day works at the end, Ein Din Yom Echad Oyel B'Seifa, that shouldn't work by the beginning. So, Kavachaymer, you see, it's easier, if I care, it's easier at the end, at the beginning than at the end. So why are we saying here that's easy at the end and the beginning? It's Kavachayim from here. So first I want to speak out Tosfos. Tosfos has a kasha that Zava Dechiyach, which means Shiva Nakim, that's the opposite. Allah is a Shiva Nakim, and it's the game for us also these days, when you count Shiva Nakim, the first day has to be a complete Shiva Nakim. The first day of Shiva Nakim has to be complete, it can't be part day. And Mashenki, the last day of Shiva Nakim, mid the Oraisa, it could be mixed with Kuloi. The only reason why we say that you have to wait till the evening is because you might see Dam that day, and then it's Oikolam Afreya. But Be'etzem, the Shiva Nakim is already Chal in the morning. So you see the opposite there. The beginning is more Chomer than the end. So why don't we say it that way? Zavat Techiyah. The Tosfos' answer is there is a different Vart. There is, because you need it's Yomim Nakim. So the first day, if it doesn't start from the beginning, it's not a Naki Digga day. The last day is Naki, Kozman, you started off. It's still Naki, therefore it's not a Raya from there. That's one speak out. Another speak out is that this Gemara is saying right now that Yom Echad Erlo B'Seifa. The halacha is by Arlo, definitely one day at the end, or 30 days at the end, doesn't work. So we're saying over here that, look, just like when Nida, the first day is more cool than the last day, here that the last day you could do it, which means by par, so for sure, the first day should count. What do you mean? Right. By Arlo itself, the last day doesn't count. So that the Rishash explains, Geshmak, and he says that it only helps when you're counting like a Shiva Nakim, where you're counting days. Then you can say, mixes Yom Kulay. But by Arla, maybe one day is considered like the third year of Arla. But the rest of the year is not the third year. It doesn't make a sense to say a mixes Yom by Arla, because the rest of the year is still the third year. When you say mixes Yom Kulay, it doesn't mean the seventh day is not seventh day anymore. It doesn't turn to eighth day. Just a part of 7 days is enough. But Arlo, the whole third year is also. So even if you say part of the third year is enough to call third year, but the rest of the year is also third year, and therefore it says it doesn't make sense there to say that it works at the end. It's different svara. But upon them, back to our program here, is that we had here a braisa that said that you need 30 days to consider a year for Arlo, and we said it's not like Rameya. So because Rameya is one day, so Rameya says no, it is Rameya because it's worse by the beginning. And Gemara disproved that. So now back svara, this braisa is not like Rameya. This price is not like a man. So Gemara says further, Ve'elo, my. So who's it like? Maybe it's like Rabbi Elazar. Maybe it's like Rabbi Elazar holds 30 days. We find by the power he holds 30 days. So it says, Ve'elo, my Rabbi Elazar, Shloishim u'shloishim bayi. You should need 30 plus 30. Why? Because we're going to bring a Mishnah with Rav Nachman's Pirish. You see, you need 2 times 30. The Tanaim, we went to the Mishnah. Ein noitim, you can't plant a tree, ve'im avrichim, you can't do havracha, which we said means sticking the branches to the ground, ve'im akivin, which means grafting, erev shvias, pachas v'lam adyom fe'er roshana. This is a Mishnah in the Masechta Shvias, and according to Rashi, it's handling tosefes shvias, which means you can't do this planting 30 days before roshana, within 30 days. Ve'im nata v'hivrich v'herkev, yakiv, yakar, and if you did this, you're going to have to rip it out. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Kalar kava shene kletas begilin yom shuvene kletas. But he says, no, I can do up to 3 days before. As long as it takes root before Hashanah, it's good enough. And he says, if anything more than 30 days, it's kletas or not. It's not going to be, if it's not kletas in 30 days, it's never going to be kletas. Which means, with 3 days before is enough. Rabbi Yisrael Shimon Amar Shtei Shabbos says 2 weeks is enough before. So one man says 30 days, one man says 3 days, one man says 2 weeks. And Rav Nachman explains the Mishnah. Vam Rav Nachman Ravua, Ledivri Eimer Lamed, the three man says 30, Tzarech Lamed Vishloish, you need 30 and 30. Why do you need 30 and 30? You need 30 for Tosefes and 30 for Klita. That means it has to take root more than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. And Ledivri Eimer Shloisha, Tzarech Shloisha Shloisha, you need 3 days to take root and 30 days of Tosefes. Need 2 weeks and 30 days. So Inami Tamar Zakasha can't be Rabbi Lazar then, because Rabbi Lazar also needs 60 days. Inami Rabbi Yehuda, even those cool Gashitas, really Gimel of Slash, but you need 33. So now it's very shver that Brisa forces 30 days called Arla, and it actually has Gavish Fias also 30 days. Who is it like? Ramea says 1 day. And even Rabbi Lazar says 30 and 30. So El Oilomer says it's Ramea. Ramea also needs 30 and 1. The din 30 days is because it takes 30 days to be kailat. And you need 1 day for the Tesefis and 1 day to be called a year. You need 31. So you need 31? 30 and 1. The 30th day can help for the Yom Echel Lashana. It's called 1 year, day is called a year. And it also helps for the Klita. It's kailat that day and it's for Yom Echel Lashana. Therefore, 30 days is enough. That's the Raskaran Sagamara according to this way, they're going according to Rameya Dafka. Because according to Rav Elazar, Taka needs 60 days. And according to Rav Yehuda, you need 33 days. According to Rav Yasi, you need 30 days and 2 weeks. For Rameya, you need 30 days and 1 day. It can all count to 1 day. So technically, Lefi Rav Elazar, you need 30 and 29. And Lefi, the other man, you need a little less 2 weeks. They speak that out. But upon him, it stims for Rameya. That's Rashi's Mahalach the Gemara. You should know that Taisvis argues, Taisvis Ramah Shalashim argues, and Rashi's Gemara, because he says, this Mishnah in Shvius says Lamed Yoim. And still we're teaching to be Lamed and Lamed. So what's the kasha? Maybe the Brisa and Tesam Bay is also Rav Elazar. And when it says Lamed Yoim, it means Lamed and Lamed. Same way we did it here. That's one of his kashas. Therefore he has a different shot in our Gemara, Agaponim. But that's our Gemara according to Rashi. There's a 30 days for Tesefes, 30 days for Klita, that's for Rav Elazar. And according to Rav Meir, it's 30 days for Klita, and 1 day for Tesefes, and both days could happen on 1 day. And that's the pshat in our Brisa before. It could be even. It is the shita of Rav Meir.